Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth Green, and you are listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark, and I am so hot, I would desperately like a glass of water. Please, please, give me some water.
This is Cindy Preston, and I'm with Mark on Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Melissa Peterman from CMT's The Singing Bee and the television show Reba, and I have to tell you, I just have to get it off my chest, I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi there. This is Faith Roscoe from General Hospital. You're listening to Mark on Somewhere in Vegas. And you better watch out. We know how to find you if you're not listening.
Hi, this is Shannon Egan from Whippet. And I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hey, this is Lee Allen Baker with Somewhere in Vegas, talking with Mark with a Q.
This is Courtney Cronin. You're listening to Somewhere in Vegas with your host, Mark. And I would make sure to listen every week because he's a sure bet.
Hey, this is the Money Man, Eddie Money. I got two tickets to Paradise. And it's, you know what? It's Somewhere in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hi, this is Crystal Kale, and I love Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Terry Nunn from Berlin, and you're listening to Mark Somewhere in Vegas.
Hi, this is Miracle Lori from Joss Whedon's Dollhouse. There are three flowers in a vase, and I'm listening to Somewhere in Vegas with Mark.
Hi, this is Erin Hill, and you are listening to Mark on Blog Talk Radio and Somewhere in Vegas. Mark is a great guy.
Hi, this is Sean Pulaski. I'm still trying to figure out Mark Pico's sexuality, but I know you're listening to Somewhere Live in Vegas.
Here you go, Mark. I'm sorry. I thought you were she. I'm sorry. Get out of the tent. Let's get out of here.
Hey, this is Lance and Anna from Free Radio. And Anna?
And you're listening to Somewhere in Vegas.
Yes.
My favorite.
You know, that's usually what happens with me. I go to Vegas and I get lost, and so I end up somewhere in Vegas.
Somewhere in Vegas.
But I just don't know where it is.
Not quite sure.
Yeah, word.
Get ready. It's going to be hot. It's in Vegas. Check out Mark. Be there or be square.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Mark the Q. I'm your host. I'm very privileged to have... Well, once again, we've had him on a couple months ago, but a lot has happened since we had him last on. He has a number one single, Mama's Kitchen, right now on the indie country charts. It's still there. It's been there for quite a while. But he also has a new single out. It's called I Belong to You. It's really, really cool because he's co-written the song with a couple of writers that have worked with Kelly Clarkson in the past. So, without further ado, we're going to get Hicks on the line with us right now. How are you doing, Hicks?
Hey, I'm good, thank you, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been a good couple of months for you. How's it been in terms of what's been going on? You've been nominated for a couple of awards. Mama's Kitchen's been such a success. Tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Well, like you said, I've been nominated for a few awards, and I won some, actually. I did win... best country video of the year at IMC Awards in Los Angeles. So that's been really cool. And I've been back to Nashville, and I've been working with a true country legend, Mr. Steve Wariner. That was really, really cool. We wrote two great songs, and it was just amazing. Best co-write experience ever. That was really, really cool. So, and I've been recording a new single, and we're about to start shoot the video for it, so I'm keeping busy.
Yeah, I mean, what did it mean to you to win the best video award at the ICMs? I mean, it's, it's kind of interesting, an interesting award in the fact that not only are you getting it for the music that you play, but also the video and the director and kind of the concept behind the video as well. What did it mean to you to kind of win that award?
Oh, it means a lot because it proves that people like what I do. And because you're always wondering, when I do stuff, when I write songs, when I record them or shoot a video, I do it to enjoy myself, to have a good time. But then that other people gets it, what we are trying to do, and that to recognize it, it's amazing. It's really, really mind-blowing. And it's a huge slap on the back for a job well done. And it makes it all worthwhile. besides all the fun we have with it, but it's very humbling, and I'm really, really proud and honored. So it's great. It's a great experience.
Yeah, I mean, was the director there to accept the award with you, or did you accept it on his behalf?
No, actually, my management was there. I wasn't able to go to Los Angeles, so my manager was there and picked it up for me because I've been in the studio working full-time on all the songs.
Yeah, well, I guess kind of disappointing you didn't get the chance to be able to pick up an award. But, you know, what was it like for you on set to work on that video and work with the director? And, you know, I said obviously it worked out very well for you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to do that because my videos always starts with me having an idea in my head. And then I go spin that idea and wrestle with it for a while, say, oh, what angles should we use? What do I want? And yeah, I want it like that, and I want it like that. And then I talk to the director, what can we do with this? And he said, no, that's possible, that's impossible. And and we take it from there. We don't write a storyboard because I like it to be spontaneous. I wanted to grab what's going on at the moment. I don't like it when it gets too rehearsed and then stiff. It doesn't have to be if you rehearse it. I mean, but I like it when it's spontaneous and it's just good fun and crank up the volume and just go. So that's how we shoot my videos. You know, I use the same director for my videos and we always try to have a good time. And I think you can tell that when you look at the videos that, oh, those guys are having fun. And that's the whole purpose of it. Have a good time.
So obviously you said that you're thinking about the next one. You're going to be shooting at one coming up. I mean, obviously there's got to be ideas spinning in your head right now about how that one's
yeah.
going to go about, right?
Yeah, we're actually going to shoot it. I've been out looking for locations, and I found a great location yesterday, actually. And it's pretty close to where I live, and it's down by the lake, and it's a very, very nice tree, and there's a really cool old building right smack down in the middle of it. So I think it's going to be really fun. It's not going to be a lot of people in this one.
Cool. I was going to mention that, you know, like I said, Mama's Kitchen right now is doing very, very well in the charts right now. I mean, what did it mean to you to see on the indie charts that your single was number one?
Well, it's mind-blowing. It's amazing. And it's kind of hard to wrap my head around it because I'm over here in Sweden and I'm having a lot of success over in the United States and in England and in Germany and Australia and France. And it's kind of hard to wrap your head around it because I'm not there where it's happening. I just get a mail or I see the charts and I hear friends from all over the world. They heard your song today on the radio. So it's very cool. It's really, really cool. And it's awesome. It's just awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think we talked about it last time about how the market's a little bit different over in Europe than it is here in the United States. And in North America in general, we see a lot of more country artists as well. And there is a growing market in Europe for this. By slowly but surely that's happening as well. I mean, how has it been for you to kind of see, you know, while you're kind of climbing up the charts, how Europe is kind of reacting to country music now and are starting to consume that a little bit more?
Well, it's starting to grow. It's starting to grow a lot. And TV shows like Nashville and Heart of Dixie, they really help. Because people get to hear that today's country music doesn't sound like country music from the 50s or 60s, because a lot of people over here in Europe think that doesn't listen to country music. The people who are outside the country music scene, they think that country music sounds the way it did back in the day, and it don't. I mean, it has evolved a lot. Today, country music, there's something for everybody. There's pop country, rock country, hip-hop. You name it, there's a genre within country for everybody. And people starting to discover that. And so it's starting to grow. I mean, you can hear on, even on commercial radio here, you can hear maybe one or two country songs a day, more than pop country songs, but still, it's country artists. So it's cool. It's growing, and I like that. And we are starting to get a lot of country radio stations over here, and mostly online, but so I think it's coming. I think CMA is doing a really great job of promoting country music around the world. They had a meeting in Paris last year where they said they wanted to meet in Europe a lot more. And it's starting to happen with all the country-to-country festivals they have in Dublin, London, Oslo, and Stockholm. And they are planning to expand that. So it's going to be a whole Europe tour where the biggest names in country are playing festivals in the big cities in Europe. So that's really, really cool. And that helps. That helps a lot.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think that as big a star as Taylor Swift is now, I think that, you know, that's going to help the cause as well. I mean, to have maybe a Taylor Swift come over to Europe and do a tour of Europe, I think would increase their awareness of the pop country situation as well. You know, Miranda Lambert, you mentioned that, you know, commercials, a lot more commercials are doing using country music. Miranda Lambert just had a single that was featured in a car commercial, I think, over here in the States. So I think, yeah, the exposure to music, I think, has been growing a bit in terms of worldwide expansion. And like I said, we're getting a lot of different artists from different countries that are trying the genre, yourself being one. So it's an interesting time in country music. I think that it's a universal language, and in fact it's the working man. It's a song of the working men and women out there. So very interesting, to say the least, in terms of that as well. Speaking of touring though, you have any plans this summer to do any concerts, or are you concentrated on kind of getting some music down?
Yeah, well, we are talking about not a live tour, but we are talking about doing a radio tour in the United States. I talked to my manager about it last week. And so we're really working hard to make that come true. That would be really nice to go out and meet the radio stations that play my songs and say hi to everybody and get more chance to talk with the fans. I would really love that. So, and that's a cool beginning. And then I have some promoters from UK that is working on a tour in the United States this fall, September, October, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see you back on stage. So,
yeah, I really miss that, because it's been a lot of promotion and a lot of working in the studio, writing songs and going back and forth to Nashville, so I really miss the playing a lot. I've done a lot of acoustic shows, but I want to get out there with the band.
Now I was going to ask you, do you do any acoustic shows while you're in Nashville? I mean, a lot of times there are venues that'll let you let you come in for like a one-nighter.
Yeah, I do that. I do that a lot, and sometimes I just go up and get, if some friends are playing, I go up and play my latest single, and people appreciate that. I appreciate it. And it's always cool to see what kind of response you would get. It's just me and the guitar. And it's always nice that the people are so nice and they applaud and cheer. And so I think they like the fact that I'm coming from Sweden and play country music. I think I'm an odd fish, and I think people like that.
Yeah, and you know, this gives you an opportunity to be able to test drive a couple of songs and see if they're, you know, what the kind of reaction is as well. I know a lot of artists will do that. They'll go into a little bit of an intimate setting, see what kind of the reaction they get from the crowd as well. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how these next couple of songs will come about. You know, once you guys start laying down the tracks and getting everything kind of situated in terms of that as well, but. You know, things seems to be rolling with you in terms of your songwriting and your music as well. I mean, like I said, Mama's Kitchen is doing very well right now. Your new single's out right now too. You know, how's been going through this process? It seems like it's been an exciting time for you, and you've been working with a lot of talented individuals coming up with this album.
Yeah, it's I'm just so blessed fortunate to work with these great people and have great people around me that I can go to for advice that helps me. I got the great management in the United States, MTS Management, run by Michael Stover, and he's just the best. And so, but it's, like I said before, it's kind of hard to wrap my head around it because I'm so focused on doing what I do, and it's write songs, record them, promote, and being, you're so occupied doing all that. So then you take another perspective on it and see, well, wow, what happened? And when I do that, it's just like, wow, man, how did all this happen? How, I mean, it's just mind-blowing for me. When I started out, if somebody would have told me what would happen when I started, I would probably call them liar, dreamer, and you're just crazy. And looking back to see where I'm coming from and where I'm at today is just, it's amazing. It's just amazing. I can't believe it, actually. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those opportunities are lying there, and things kind of come into focus, and things just, you know, suddenly, you know, sporadically seems like happens as well. So, you know, it's great to be able to have a really talented team behind you, and you know, when timing is absolutely perfect, it just absolutely is just absolutely awesome when it happens. So, it's great to be able to see that. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, working with a lot of these talented songwriters out in Nashville as well. Have you learned a lot from working with some of these talented individuals?
Oh, I learned so much. And I've been really fortunate to be able to work with the best writers in Nashville. I mean, my friends in Nashville, they get kind of mad sometimes. They say, "What? I lived here all my life, and you roll in from Stockholm, and you write with the biggest names in Nashville that everybody wants to write with. How do you do that?" I don't know, because I don't have a clue. It just falls into place by itself. Because I have no control over what's going on at all. Everything in my career has taken a life of its own. And it's just, like I said, falls into place by itself. I meet people in the strangest places, and it turned out to be, oh, is that you, that writer? Okay, you want to write? And then all of a sudden we're in a session writing great songs. So it's mind-blowing. A lot of fun, and very humbling, I must say, to be able to write with those guys. There's something in water in Nashville. Those writers, they are so talented. They are insanely talented. It's scary how talented people are in that town.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, it's always you know, breeds some of the best music writers in the business, you know, and they always... It's always been that kind of that way for quite a long while, long time now. So yeah, I mean, it's a great little hub for where some of the country music creativity is in the world. So it is kind of the country music capital of the world. It makes sense as well. Speaking of world traveling, you know, it seems like you trip quite a few times from Sweden over to Nashville quite often. Has it gotten easier for you to kind of, you know, get yourself prepped and ready to go and make that trip over to across the pond all the way to Nashville and back again?
Oh yeah. I know exactly what to bring and not to bring. And I try to travel light all the time. And the cool thing about, I have a lot of friends in Nashville, so I usually don't need to bring a lot of instruments with me. I can always borrow from friends, and that helps me to travel light. And I don't like to have too much stuff with me.
Do you do a lot of stuff on the plane? I mean, do you what do you do on the plane? Do you read? Do you do some writing? Do you listen to music? Or
Yeah, well, it depends on what I'm about to do in Nashville. But I do read, but I also prepare myself for what I'm going to do in Nashville. If I'm going to do a lot of interviews, TV and radio and stuff, I prep for that. And I write some and just try to relax. So I feel rested when I get there. There's a 7-hour time difference between Nashville and Stockholm. So I'm usually kind of tired when I get there. So I try to rest a lot on the plane.
Now, obviously, there isn't a direct flight from Sweden to Nashville. So, do you end up like having to go through New York or Atlanta in terms of getting to Nashville?
Usually Chicago. I have to change flight in Chicago most of the time, but I don't mind. I mean, it would be nice if they had a direct flight. It would be great. But
yeah,
I'm working on that.
Yeah, I get those Swedish tourists down in Nashville.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's interesting to say the least. Have you been physically in Chicago and taking the sights in, or were you basically
no,
at the airport?
No, just at the airport. But everybody tells me it's a cool city. So, well, maybe I have to take a one night stop there and see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool city. You know, I mean, I've been there once or twice. It's a pretty interesting little town, as well. Some really great food restaurants as well. And you know, it is kind of a fun little place to hang for, you know, for a night or two. It has its own little charm as well. So yeah, maybe you have to do that one time. Maybe you'll have to do a gig there at some point. I think they appreciate country music up there or whatever, so we'll have to see. It does get cold during the winter, though. I'll do warn you that. But, of course, you know, being from Sweden, you're pretty much probably used to it.
I'm used to that, yeah. I mean, it gets pretty cold here, too. So, I mean, we shot the video for Hayride. It was -16 degrees Celsius. I don't know what that in Fahrenheit. I think it's I don't know what it is, but it's cold, I can tell you.
Yeah, let's talk about the new single, though. I mean, tell me a little bit about, you know, about what the song is about, and a little bit about, you know, how the writing process went with it.
Yeah, the writing process for this one was really cool. It was, we sat there and just wanted to write a fun, up-tempo song that had a summer vibe to it. And I think we managed to do that. And we were three guys sitting around with guitars and just banging around. And we just came up with the idea. It didn't take us long to write it. You know, you're just sitting there. It kind of wrote itself, because we were laughing, having a good time. And all of a sudden, we looked at each other, and we're just like, I think we're done. I think we have a song here. We looked at it. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, let's record it. Then we did. We recorded it, and everybody's very pleased with it. It was really cool writing experience, that too, because I never been writing with Jorgen before, Jorgen Ellison. So this is the first time we wrote a song for it. Picks, and that was really cool.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say something about, you know, about the idea of, you know, summer always has those party anthems, and I think a lot of artists look towards those party anthems, you know, right towards the beginning of the summer and all that as well, and releasing those singles and want to be the kind of the theme of the summer for certain people, and it'll be interesting. It's just interesting to see if this one takes off as well. You're talking about a little bit about the story.
Yeah, the story is, I think a lot of people can relate to that, where you have the one that got away, you know, and you realize it doesn't work out for some reason, and then you just move on, but that person is still in your heart after all the years. And then you bump into each other and you realize that, wow, it's where my heart's been all along. And that's why I belong to you. And he realizes that as the song progresses, that, wow, you're the one. You're still the one.
Kind of reminds me, I don't know if you've ever heard of the saying, it might be an American thing, so you might not get it, but I always say that every guy has their Winnie Cooper, and that kind of sounds like the situation, you know? They always have that childhood crush that they had, you know, everybody has that childhood crush that they, you know, couldn't quite get, or, you know, somebody that they kind of had, a fonding for, and then, you know, you kind of always have that little piece of that in your heart, even when you're growing up. So yeah, it kind of sounds like a similar situation. I think everybody can relate to that. Same thing with yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think so too, that a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all had our little childhood crushes back then. And yeah, we kind of always look back and see that as well. So it'll be interesting to see how the song goes and all that as well. If it's successful as Mama's Kitchen, I think, or, you know, it should be a pretty good run of singles for you as well. And like I said, we that's currently up on iTunes right now. So if you guys go to iTunes, you'll be able to download it, and as well as all the rest of the probably MP3 sites pretty much have it. So definitely look it up. It's called I Belong to You by Hicks. I want to mention you guys can follow Hicks on Twitter at Hicks Country. If you look up Hicks on Facebook, you'll be able to find his pages there. If anything, by default, go to HicksCountry.com and you'll be able to find all the links to the social media and all the news and all that as well there as well. Anything else I'm missing, Hicks?
No, I think you pretty much covered everything there. So HicksCountry.com, that's where you find me. And there are links to all the other, my other social media.
Yeah, and I think you say you're currently over in Sweden, right?
Sorry, you were breaking up.
Oh, you're currently over in Sweden, right?
Yes, I'm in Sweden right now, yeah.
Okay,
yes, I am.
When do you think you're going to be back here in the States again?
Hopefully in July. We are working on that radio promotion tour, so I hope we can come back in July and travel your beautiful country.
Well, I hope you get to experience it, because it is a very, very vast and very very diverse country in terms of it, and you can find fun places even in the smallest of areas. So hopefully you'll have fun during that tour. Congratulations on all the success so far. I look forward to seeing how the new single does, and hopefully we'll talk a little bit later on this year, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Oh, no problem at all, Hicks, and I will talk to you probably hopefully soon, sometime this fall, hopefully.
Yeah. Okay, cool. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Hicks, everybody. You guys check him out, like I said, at Hicks Country on Twitter, Hicks, H-I-C-K-S, on Facebook. HicksCountry.com, you guys can check out his social media there and learn how to purchase one of his singles, I Belong to You. And then Mama's Kitchen right now is, I think, still on the top of the charts right now, so you guys can check that out as well. Next week, we're not sure what's going on next week. I'm going to have to let you guys know. Weirdly enough, we're at our end of our stretch of people, because it seems like we had a lot of people that wanted to be on the show. So maybe I'll get a comedian on next week. We haven't had a comedian on in quite a while. So I'll take a look and see if there's a comedian that's going to be in town, and I will most likely book them for 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the show next Monday. Things have been kind of busy, so I haven't been able to do any kind of retro shows, but I've been meaning to. So maybe we'll try to get that done as well. I'll leave you with the Rhyme Impersonator Show's promo. Their show is on, and I think another 15 minutes, another 30. They'll be on another 30 minutes. here on Blog Talk Radio. So you guys can check out the Rhyme Impersonator Show as well. I'm hopefully going to be a guest on their show, if not tonight, maybe next week. I'm trying to get on the show to promote a movie that I'm producing, but we'll get to that later on. But here you go. I'm going to give you the Rhyme Impersonator Show's promo real quick. Please listen to it and kind of get what the show is about. And then we'll sign out. We'll see you guys next week, next Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Tune in to the hottest new online broadcasting station, the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, broadcasting live in high-definition stereo every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. That's every Monday from 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at blogtalkradio.com/ The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show with celebrity hosts, Rich Lava Jr., baby, and co-host,
Lena K.
Guests can call in live at 619-924-9876. That's 619-924-9876. The Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show, a show that supports new up-and-coming artists and business startups, and also provides you with inspiration and positive energy that will help enrich your daily lives. America, get ready to laugh and live life to the fullest with the Rhyme Impersonator Radio Show. If you would like to advertise in our radio show, then please call Veena Kondapalli at 212-470-0871 and visit our website at icpentertainment.com. Where we from, baby?
New York.